Traffic is a perennial problem across South Florida. It costs time and money, especially if you use toll roads or express lanes. This week, the state announced some changes to the Palmetto Expressway in Miami-Dade County. The Palmetto is also known as the 826. The Florida Department of Transportation will reduce the number of express lanes on the 826. Tolls will also be suspended as the project gets underway. Now, we've been hearing from folks across the region about their commutes and whether they use paid express lanes. Here's what we heard.
I'm Coleman Crooks. I am from Oakland Park, Florida. I use the express lanes on 826 almost every weekday. I'm okay with the tolls on express lanes because they allow me to make a choice. I pay a small amount more for less traffic and an easier commute.
I'm Jessica, and I drive from Hollandale Beach to Doral every day, and ever since the express lane on the Palmetto was built, I save 10 minutes to and from work.
My name is Rose, and I'm calling from Miami in regards to the express lanes on the Palmetto. I use them daily to and from work, from Westchester to Sunny Isles Beach and back. They have been a blessing for me. My commute is down to an hour each way, from an hour and a half to an hour and three quarter before. I don't want them taken away.
David from Miami sent us this text. I use express lanes when they're available, but they haven't sped up my trips because I drive against traffic. Therefore, they haven't benefited me. David writes that he feels that paid express lanes are a form of double taxation. I spoke with Republican State Senator Manny Diaz Jr., who represents the Hialeah area. He worked with the governor and the Florida Department of Transportation on the changes announced this week to the 826 Palmetto Expressway. Senator Diaz, welcome back to WLRN. Why did you want to make these changes that are coming to the Palmetto Expressway?
So we have received an overwhelming amount of frustration and complaints from our constituents, especially in District 36. Not to mention that I drive the Palmetto Expressway myself and have been for the last 30 years, and have noted that since the implementation of the lanes, there's been a drastic change in congestion points, especially outside of rush hour time. And so the frustration reached a level where it almost required legislative action and our intervention. And I think that's where we got to this point that we are now.
Were you able to measure the frustration? Traffic engineers and the Florida Department of Transportation, as you know, are really data driven, right? So what were the metrics involved?
So we did look at the data that we received from the Department of Transportation, showing that there were some improvements during certain drive times, but we also showed some delays outside of the traditional drive times, and just getting on the Palmetto myself and other lawmakers and seeing what it is versus what it used to be before the implementation, especially like on times on Saturdays and Sundays and non-rush hour times during the weekdays, and that created a concern that there was indeed an effect and possibly a flaw in the design.
Some of this was anticipated. Looking back to the documents from the Florida Department of Transportation in 2011 and 2012, when the planning for these express lanes began, there were traffic engineers study that found good traffic operating conditions are expected throughout the 826 express lane systems. However, the report said failing conditions are expected along some freeway segments in the general purpose lanes. So the traffic engineers kind of foresaw some of this congestion, didn't they?
It was in the report. And again, this is something that has been going on for, like you said, 2011, before I was even elected, and the process that it went through the regional planning organization or TPO. I mean, all of those things were taken into account. But I think they wholeheartedly believe that they were creating connectivity between especially the areas of 595, I-75 and the Palmetto Expressway in Miami-Dade. And I think part of the problem is that application of this in the Palmetto is very different than trying to apply it in other parts of the state that have longer distances in between cities or populated areas.
But I guess the question is, the traffic engineers knew that putting these two express lanes into the Palmetto would create congestion in the general purpose lanes, but it happened anyway.
Yeah, and I think that is a cause for conversation about review about how the process goes forward. Now, it is a different Department of Transportation that was in place, different secretary, different folks that were involved then than we have now that are dealing with this problem. And that's part of the function of, you know, changing administrations and how things change in government.
So, but is the assessment going to be different? In other words, in how they redesign this redesign that happened less than 10 years ago?
I think part of the difference is the fact of the feedback that we've actually received from implementation. So this is not a guess or an opinion of an engineer. It's now real data, and it's actually visually what we have seen has happened with the current design and why it needs to be changed. And the feedback taken from both constituents, residents, people who use the express lanes, and people who don't use the express lanes, and the choke points. One of the major issues is the city of Hialeah was cut out of any access to the express lanes in the original design currently. And that's the sixth largest city in the state, second largest city in the county on an expressway like the Palmetto. That's just totally unacceptable.
So do you think this was a failure to plan, or did the plan fail?
I think what it is I think that they tried to apply in 2011, 2012, apply some formulas that may work in more wide open spaces. But in Miami-Dade, on this stretch of roadway, if you start in Miami Lakes, you're going through Miami Lakes, Hialeah, Hialeah Gardens, Medley, Doral. When if you did this in some other part of the state, you know, a 8-mile stretch, a 10-mile stretch, you may go connect two populated areas and have nothing in between. And I think that implementation could be issues with that when you apply it to some metropolitan areas.
The traffic engineering assessments that were done in 2011, 2012 were geared toward suburban and urban areas. They didn't look at rural areas, for instance, in North Florida. They did use the assessment metrics that have been used for suburban and urban areas.
Well, I would tell you that anytime you apply any of those things to Miami-Dade traffic and the way Miami-Dade has grown and the traffic patterns change, I think that it's a very unique situation. And I think they need to take a more specific Miami-Dade-centric view when you do that, not just the urban or suburban areas in general.
Sometimes tough to capture those 4-lane-wide traffic maneuvers that Miami drivers can do to get over to.
That is absolutely correct, and yeah. I can attest to seeing them.
But not doing them, right, Senator?
That is correct.
Okay, fair enough. Let me ask about kind of the logistics from here moving forward, particularly when it comes to the tolls, right? So the toll is not removed from these express lanes, but it is reduced to zero. Is that a permanent reduction? In other words, can it go above zero, or is it set at zero and will not move?
So there's two different things. One of them is we're being told that during the time that these modifications are going to be start, there's going to be a temporary suspension of tolls. Part two is what you're referring to is a rule being passed by the department where the tolls will be a minimum of zero. What they are now, to clarify, is 50 cents in those lanes. They will be a minimum zero, meaning if there is not a high use of the lane, they will remain at zero. As the demand goes up, they will go to 50 cents.
And so during the reconstruction, there won't be any tolls at all. And then once the reconfiguration is done, then the tolls could be anywhere from zero to 50 cents for the express lanes.
That is correct. And actually, I got to get clarification, but what I was hoping for and being told is that the rule will pass before even they start the first part of the project, and that zero to 50 will start sooner.
Back in 2011 and 2012, from the original Florida Department of Transportation project website, it talks about the purpose of this project that led to the express lanes to, quote, improve mobility, relieve congestion, provide additional travel options, accommodate future growth and development in the region, and improve system connectivity. Is that still the goal?
I think it is. I think if you look at their concept, if you have someone connecting from 595 through I-75 down into South Dade, I think if you do it right, connectivity for those people, getting those people off of the regular use lanes and through traffic without stopping for exits could work. I think the devil is in the details of getting that design correct and making sure that you're not creating choke points on the regular use lanes. You can't have that at the expense of the folks that are not paying tolls on the regular use lanes on the Palmetto Expressway.
Why go about this in the regulatory framework that you and the House Speaker, Jose Oliva, did in terms of engaging with the governor's office and then the Department of Transportation as opposed to going the legislative route?
Well, we went the legislative route with the bill of trying to remove the entire project. But as you know, legislation is difficult. Timing is of the essence, and we needed this project to start. Collaboration and let's be honest, having the support of the governor on this project, having the support of the secretary on this will make things smoother and make sure that we're included at each part of the project. And going forward, if there is going to be other changes, we would be included. If you do something with legislation and you just ram it through, which historically it would, number one, it would set a bad precedent because that's not the way things are done. But this, I think, in the modern history of Florida and the Department of Transportation has never been done, where a project has been completed and because of the work of lawmakers, it has been rescinded or changed to the manner that this one is going to be changed because of the uproar.
So setting a precedent then.
We would have set a precedent, number one, if we would have passed legislation, because that goes circumvents the process of the Department of Transportation that exists today. Now, if we wanted to change that process, I think that's something that we need to review. We've set a precedent, meaning that we had conversations and had a change that occurred. I don't think that necessarily means that it's going to occur again. I think this is a unique circumstance.
Senator Manny Diaz with us from the Florida Senate in Tallahassee. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
That was Republican State Senator Manny Diaz Jr. talking about changes to the Palmetto Expressway. The state of Florida is reducing the number of express lanes on the 826 and suspending tolls. Now, we invited the Florida Department of Transportation to participate in our program today. We received this statement from the FDOT Secretary, Kevin Thibault. The department's goal is always to increase safety, he writes, and enhance mobility within our transportation system. And I am confident these solutions will allow us to better serve Miami-Dade's residents and visitors.